Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby!
Shake it up, baby!
Twist and shout!
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the little Isley Brothers bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Salente. TrendsResearch.com. Please go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. Gerald, can you still get your book, Trends 2000?
No, it's not available anymore.
Oh, man. You need to come out with that again.
Yeah. We're so, we write books really.
I wish you could see my copy, Gerald. It's got yellow stickers sticking out of it, dog-eared pages, underlined. I still have it out.
Thank you. No, I pick it up from time to time, too. But, Jim, we write books virtually every year in the sense that the Trends Journal is a 54-page magazine.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know what you mean. So, okay, Gerald, I need you to give us your position on the presidential scenario we got coming up in America. In 11 months, we're going to elect a new president, and it will be a new one. And who do you think is likely to win, and who do you think is anybody on the list a good candidate for turning things around?
No, not as we see it. Again, I'm a political atheist, as you know. But our forecast, and it's not like one that I'm happy about, is that Hillary Clinton will win.
Yeah.
And the reason being is that on the Republican side, again, whether you're for these things or against, it's not the issue. It's they're for instance, Trump, the leader, he's labeled as being misogynist, and for a number of issues, the women won't vote for him for. When you look at the raw numbers, more women vote than men. And when you look at the last two elections, they voted for Obama by.
You're talking
10%.
About the demographics. See, that's the thing that if you're a Republican right now, regardless of who your candidate is, the Republican platform, and I'm just telling you like it is. The Republican platform is at cross purposes with the demographics of America.
Exactly. So that's why Hillary.
So I mean, it's stacked. The demographics in America today, and in 2016, will be stacked against the platform of the party, irrespective of who the candidate is.
So to answer the whole question, if anybody of the two parties came out, it's like electing a new member of the Bloods and the Crips. Because to me, they're both murderers and thieves. How many more people do they have to murder in the names of spreading freedom and democracy and humanitarian missions? And how much more of our dough do they have to steal in the names of too big to fails, bailouts, loan guarantees, and tax breaks for their buddies?
And how about us out here on Main Street, too small to care about?
Oh, we don't count at all. We're just fodder. This is Slavelandia. They get everything they can from us to give to their buddies. Look, I'm not making up these numbers. You're looking in America, Jim, at 400 people. 400 people worth $2.5 trillion. It's not because they're Carnegie's or Rock. They're not building stuff. They're just doing deals.
Go read my essay that was published last week. That's exactly what I talked about, how capitalism has been corrupted. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to ask you, Gerald. What would it take? Do you agree with me that the political class has become so blatant in the way they abuse the system, that isn't this just going to finally just be in the face of the average American to where we can turn this thing around? Don't you see
we can
that
turn
happen?
It around now.
How do we do it?
We need a new movement. Again, we launched Occupy Peace here in September, and this is a real peace program. And you know me, I'm not a pacifist. I'm a close combat practitioner.
Right.
I'll blow anybody's brains out and kill anybody that tries to kill me just to make it clear. So I'm not a pacifist, but as a fighter, you try to stay out of fights because you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You want peace. So anyway, we launched Occupy Peace. We had Ralph Nader. We closed down the most historic Four Corners in America here in Colonial Kingston. Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, Dr. Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father, Gary Null. Big event. We sent out over 350,000 press releases over a month worldwide, not an inch of coverage. Now, this isn't a peace program, as I said, you know, oh, let's ohm and pay for peace. No, to honor the founding fathers, no foreign entanglements. Close the bases, secure the homeland. Put our troops to work rebuilding our rotted infrastructure rather than giving the money to military-industrial contractors in Afghanistan to waste all this dough.
Ladies and gentlemen, I warned you about buckling your seatbelts. I hope you did.
And force Congress to vote to go to war. They have not done that since World War II.
Is that going to happen in our lifetime? 5 seconds.
If we make it happen, one man of courage is a majority.
Yep.
Andrew Jackson.
Well said. Hey, Gerald, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thank you, man.
Bye. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. I told you. I warned you, didn't I? I'm Jim Blessingale. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingale. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.